Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to Stockland. Spring into retirement. Call 1-800-727-170.
And Roger Montgomery joins us as he does every Tuesday night right here on Money News. Hello, Roger. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Ross. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Now, I've got to say that many people who have got shares at the moment are probably sitting there not wanting to look at the pages and very, very grumpy and upset. I'm suggesting you might be actually happier. You might be a pig in muck at the moment, rolling around some of those bargains, trying to pick up a few things here and there. Is this your time in the market?
Yeah, look, we think of volatility not as something that we should be worried about, but as a important investment partner, if you're an investor in businesses over the long term. So all this stuff about Greece and Italy and the possibility of default, you know, it makes for scary headlines. But really, if you're a net buyer of stocks over the next, you know, it doesn't matter really what age you are, over time you're going to want to buy shares, then you want to buy them cheaper. And so all of this bad news is ultimately delivering us good companies at cheaper prices. And a classic last week was Cochlear. So the combination of what's going on in Europe and in the United States, combined with the fact that the company had a recall of its product, meant that people were just gave up. And they said, look, here's probably one of the highest quality, if not the highest quality companies in Australia, and it dropped almost 30%.
And, of course, the interesting thing is, even just having a quick look at it today, it was down another 4% today, $52. But, of course, you sit there and look at it from a value over a longer period of time, and I guess you also presume that it recovers from its current situation.
We've talked about this, Ross, for a long, long time. We value companies. So we say, well, based on a worst-case scenario, what are they going to earn next year, the year after, and the year after that? And then once we've done that, we say to ourselves, well, the market's being irrational today. They're actually giving it away for much less than its actual value. And we think ultimately over 3 to 5 years, the share prices will reflect those intrinsic values again. And if they're rising, well, you can't do much worse.
And so is it one of these things, is a bit like shooting fish in a barrel at the moment? Are there that many bargains out there, it's almost hard to know where to look?
I was having exactly that conversation with my portfolio manager today. There's a lot of value in the market now. That, of course, doesn't mean prices won't go lower. And so what we're doing is we're not only diversifying in terms of the stocks that we're picking, but we're also diversifying across time. So I'm no good at picking when the bottom's going to occur and when it's going to turn around and start rallying again. And all I do is just say, okay, well, I can't pick that, so I'm going to invest over a period of months.
No doubt about that. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back with more of Roger Montgomery, 131873, if you want to ask him a question.
This is Money News with Ross Greenwood, thanks to Challenger. For safe, reliable retirement income, visit challenger.com.au.
Oh, gee, we're tight for time now. I apologise for this. Roger Montgomery with us still. Roger, tell me this. I mean, you take the very much longer term, but you know that sentiment, as you said earlier, might take the stocks down lower. Yes. Does that mean people really got to take that very longer-term approach themselves as well in terms of their buying?
Well, look, you know, it's interesting. If you're not prepared to see 30% declines in the prices of the stocks in your portfolios, you probably shouldn't be in the market directly yourself and you should leave it to someone else to do. But I think if you're investing in businesses, you should invest in them whether they're listed or unlisted the same way, and that is you're owning them for more than 5 years, maybe even 10 years. So buy the best ones and buy them only when they're cheap and you'll be fine.
Roger Montgomery there, of course, joining us every Tuesday night. That's the program, chock-a-block. See you same time tomorrow night.